Good morning, beautiful people. This is Marie Gonsay. I am your mindset coach and I help you rewire your brain. So I am a mindset coach with 12 years of transformational experience and victories with entrepreneurs, athletes, and people with a passion in life. I am known to impact and influence many amazing individuals across the globe by my speaking and coaching experience. I help people rewire their subconscious mind and unblock their paradigms, coaching how to build a strong foundation into the subconscious mind to transform and create a brilliant future for them. By this, I mean that the muscle between the two ears, that is my expertise. So let me go a little bit deeper into rewiring your brain. I had some coaching yesterday with a client, and I'm going to go deeper in explaining what we can do to rewire your brain, to rewire, reprogram your paradigms. So let's explain it like this. Like attracts like. So focusing your thoughts in a positive way on the things you want in your life, such as money, wealth, will allow those things to come into your life. Your thoughts and emotions emit a vibrational energy that attracts that which you are giving the most attention to. You need to see your brain as an emitting radio station of frequency. So creating a whole new life for yourself, starting right now by changing your mindset. Expect great things and you will receive great things. That's the very most important foundation of changing your mindset. If you are in a negative mindset, you need to change to a positive mindset, but you need to be intentional for this. So there is a lot more to the law of attraction than simply wishing everything into existence. That's why I tell you, you need to be intentional about it. So be aware of your negative thoughts, emotions, and behavior so that you can change the negative into the positive actions. So with the mindset change and evaluation of your deepest thoughts patterns, that is your paradigm. A paradigm you need to change. Everybody has been educated, has gone through some difficulties in their life. So it creates a paradigm, like it's in your system. So we need to change it. So it is possible to get to the root of whatever thing is stopping you from beginning your journey toward wealth and success by changing your roots, your foundation, the paradigms. This is the explanation of rewiring your mind by changing your limiting beliefs. So I want you to believe in this change you want to manifest into your life and discover the endless power of the law of attraction. So when you understand the law of gravity, it is easier to understand the law of attraction because they both work in much the same way. Whenever, for example, whenever you throw something up into the air, it inevitably falls back to the ground. Well, when you think and feel, you get whatever the content of those thoughts are and what you feel. So whatever you believe you are, whatever you think you can do, and whatever you know you can become is what you are, what you can do and what you can become. That's why I want to change the limiting beliefs of the people. Limiting beliefs come from education, from your paradigms. So if something has been told to you when you were younger, or you had a failure, or you had a setback, and you have a limiting belief because the first time you didn't succeed, this is this paradigm we need to shift. And there are specific principles and actions we can take to change those mental blockages, okay? So the number one thing about the law of attraction is that it pulls in everything you think about, feel. And that's very important to hold a stop on this. So that's why I talk about being positive and change your mind in a positive way. So if you have a friend who is thinking about financial difficulties and a lack of money, they will just keep on getting more difficulties and lack of money. So even if what they are thinking about is what they don't want, the universal law of attraction will interpret that energy in a way that brings more of it. That's why it's so important to feel gratitude, feel positivity, towards what you want. And you need to feel that you are worthy to achieve this and be acknowledged by the people who are surrounding you. I will get more details in the upcoming days, but it's very important, because if you have a wealthy mindset and you attract good things in your life, and you have somebody next to you who is always negative and who is always in a lack of wealth, he will attract it, maybe in your, for you as well. So one other thing, so just hoping that things will be different will just keep them where they are. So in order to successfully use the law of attraction to gain wealth, you need to help your friends turn around their thinking. Instead of them thinking, oh, I wish that I didn't have so much debt, or if I get another bill in the mail, I'm going to scream. Help them turn around those things. But this is a difficult mindset, because people need to be open to new ways of thinking, and you need to have a lot of faith. You need to believe in things you cannot see, and if you believe in the things you can't see, you will attract it. And this is the mindset you need to create for yourself. So this is a little go deeper into how we can change mindset and how you can change your paradigms. So don't give up. I will go further tomorrow on another podcast, and I think it's going to be a great time. So please stay connected, stay healthy, and never give up. Everything is possible. It doesn't matter in which country, what situation you are able to make, to become a rock star. You are already a rock star, but it needs to come out with a new way of thinking. So have a great day, and hear you tomorrow. Bye.